This is CliffCentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life, with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
San Bonani, I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoko-Klela. Welcome, Lionel.
Dumela, Gary, and Dumela to Duncan, and to our guest today.
Cool. Today we have a two-part show. First up, we're going to be talking about the South African legal services market and the innovation known as New Law, N-E-W-L-A-W, two words, New Law. The business model of New Law and how it differs from the traditional law firms is so interesting that we've invited into our studios Graham Wilson of the firm known as Whipping the Cat, of all names, to explain what it's all about. Welcome to you, Graham.
Thank you very much, Gary. Good to be here.
The second part of our show today is about a story that's gone viral last week. And we have a mother in studio who, on a freezing cold night last week, answered her cell phone at 2 o'clock in the morning to hear her 20-year-old beautiful daughter crying out from a cupboard, "Help me, Mommy, help me, there are men in the house." How frightening. We're going to hear this chilling story from bulletproof mom Jill Linsell and how 10111 emergency line and the SAPS let them down, unfortunately, and how she's now on a mission to make a change to a very broken system of non-delivery. I look forward to that one. And joining Jill on that particular topic is practicing advocate of the High Court of South Africa, Jean Bedeau. He's also the chairperson of Douglasdale Community Police Forum, and he's got a lot to say as well. Our phone lines?
Oh, yeah, it's 0861-555-189. Before we continue, did you know that we've got a world record holder, Mr. Fanikerk, who just broke it yesterday?
Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Stuff. I must say, bravo to all the Olympic team guys, and they're making us proud.
Yeah, they really are. Terrific. Yeah.
But interesting topic today, I must say, law innovation.
Our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, and then on Twitter, at Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-L-A-W.
Certainly.
Okay, let's talk to Graham Wilson of Whipping the Cat. Graham, you've said that lawyers are expensive and or there's a perception that lawyers are expensive and you want to make legal services more accessible to a wide range of companies from small to large. So the first question to you is, who is Graham Wilson? Who are you?
Gary, I'll talk to you about Graham Wilson, the lawyer, and Graham Wilson, the business person. I studied law at the University of Natal in Pietermaritzburg in the early 90s, did my articles and was admitted as an attorney. During that time, one of the things that became evident to me was that I really didn't enjoy litigation or adversarial type law, and I thought that a role in a more commercial environment would be more suited to me. I took up a job then in Johannesburg at a large mining company as one of the in-house legal advisors, and worked there for a good couple of years before I moved to be an in-house legal advisor for South African Breweries, where I spent a good couple of years as well. Thereafter, I was the general counsel and head of legal for Accenture, the management consulting company. And it was during that time at Accenture that it kind of dawned on me that legal services could be offered in a very different way to what they were. I was a buyer of legal services at the time, and then also being exposed to management consulting, process technology, all the ways that Accenture work, I realized that legal service could actually be run in a completely different way, and took the initiative and started my own business at that point.
Okay, so Graham, you did your articles and you became a fully fledged attorney. You were admitted. And
correct.
Then you decided, hold on a second, whilst working as an in-house legal counsel, you worked with attorneys and you saw the massive bills that were coming through. And you said, I can see there's a gap here. There must be something that I can do for the clients cheaper than paying these fancy fees. I think that's what you say.
Correct.
And then you established, you moved into your own business and you established an entity of all names called Whipping the Cat. And that is a business that employs you and a number of other attorneys.
Correct.
How did you, first of all, the name Whipping the Cat is strikingly different and it kind of draws you to it. Tell us a bit about Whipping the Cat quickly.
Absolutely. Gary, so Whipping the Cat, the objective of the company is to provide tailored legal services to meet our clients' needs. Drawing on the tailoring theme, we found that in 18th century England, most of the tailoring services were offered out of the famed Savile Row. But over time, tailors would leave Savile Row, setting up their own businesses in more outlying areas, providing a cost-effective and efficient solution different to the high-end service of Savile Row. This provided a viable alternative for people to get their fashion items elsewhere. The establishment of Savile Row coined the phrase whipping the cat as what these young upstarts were doing in going and providing an alternative to the high-end Savile Row. And it certainly resonated with me because it's what we're trying to achieve from a legal service perspective.
Okay, so Whipping the Cat employs you and a number of other previously admitted attorneys?
Correct.
You are now consulting to the very in-house legal departments in which you worked, or some of them, but
correct.
Basically that's what you do.
Correct.
So may I give an example? I know that you do business, or you did, or whatever, with for McDonald's, for instance.
Correct.
Tell us how that works, then we get an idea of how the whole system's working.
Correct. So, as you say, McDonald's is a client, and the business model there is to provide an alternative to McDonald's to using a traditional law firm for all their legal work, or to employing an in-house lawyer. So the service that we provide bridges that divide. Instead of employing maybe one or two in-house lawyers, the Whipping the Cat team is deployed as an entire resource center to McDonald's. Different people doing different areas of work depending on the need of McDonald's or any other client for that matter.
So you've got five or six, however many people work for you.
Correct.
At the disposal of McDonald's. On a consulting basis, is it on an hourly rate basis or is it on a fixed fee or how does it work?
Gary, one of the things that that I found frustrating as a buyer of legal services was the hourly rate. And certainly in the research that's been done in South Africa and internationally, it seems to be one of the sticking points for people, the concept of the hourly rate and the open-ended nature of it that frustrates people. So we don't charge an hourly rate. Every service that we provide is for a pre-agreed fixed fee or for a pre-agreed monthly retainer.
Why the need to come off the attorney's role? Why did you have to deregister?
Gary, it's not so much a question of deregistering as not providing the legal services in terms of which you need to be registered as an attorney. So we don't do any litigation work, we don't do any divorce work, we don't do any conveyancing work. Mm-hmm. Whipping the Cat is a commercial law consultancy, so we provide corporate and commercial legal services.
Why, the question to be asked is, why can't you do that via a law firm? Why couldn't your law firm consult to McDonald's on a fixed fee basis?
Absolutely, Gary. There's no reason that couldn't be the case. However, a law firm, a traditional law firm, has always been established along traditional lines, which is the partnership model. It's the onward or upward model where you hire juniors, they move up, they become associates, they become partners, and hopefully they reap some rewards. The model is based on being able to charge those people out at an hourly rate and thereafter take some cream off the top for the rest of the firm. Our model is entirely different. What we did was place the client at the center of everything that we do. As soon as you do that and you understand that clients have told us they don't like hourly rates, you can't charge hourly rates. If you don't charge hourly rates, you need to create efficiency in the business in order to be effective. So the pressure is then on us to make sure that we are sufficiently effective to make money out of our retainers, as opposed to having the open-ended nature of an hourly rate, knowing that it's a one-way bet. The client is just going to pay at the end, no matter how much time it takes. It's Graham, not a logical way of from a client perspective of engaging a lawyer.
We have a large listenership of lawyers to this show. A lot of them may be listening to you thinking this guy's talking a whole lot of balderdash, right? We can, whatever he's doing, we can do as lawyers. We can charge. We don't have to charge an hourly rate. We do charge retainers. We do charge fixed fees. I don't know. It doesn't make sense that this man should come off the attorney's role and open this business. There is one advantage that when I first saw this and I talked about the whole concept to you on the phone, I really wasn't sure of what you were doing. So I have researched it. You know, there's a company in the USA called Axiom.
Correct.
Now, they described as a disruptor. Now, a disruptor is a very, very complimentary word. Companies that are disruptors are Uber, Airbnb, Snapchat. In fact, if our listeners want to check out who the disruptors are, they can go to CNBC.com. That's where I picked it up, 2016, and look up disruptors. Now, if I just make quickly, and then we're going to talk about what a disruptor is. There's a school professor, Clayton Christensen. He says that a disruption displaces an existing market, industry, or technology and produces something new and more efficient and worthwhile. It is a once destructive and creative. Now, what excites me about this company, Axiom, is doing absolutely marvelously, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
On current projections, I think it's forecast that Axiom will be the largest law firm, and I use that word in inverted commas, the largest provider of legal services in the world by 2020, surpassing, I think, Baker McKenzie is currently the largest provider of legal services.
And they're not lawyers.
They're not a law firm.
Much the same as you.
Much the same as Whipping the Cat. It's managed legal services, a legal consultancy. They are not a law firm.
What I quite like about what they're doing, and I think what you could do, is that you can solicit, you can use the word tout, you can actually knock on a door and say, hi, my name is Graham Wilson, I'm from Whipping the Cat, I offer legal services. And that's not, you don't fall foul of anyone because you're not regulated by the Law Society.
That is correct.
And presumably that's what they do and you do, I'm guessing. I mean, it is possible for you to do that, isn't it?
It is, Gary, yes.
The difference really between new law and the traditional lawyers is that you don't have a trust account, so there's no money that you're holding on behalf of a client. Is that right?
That's correct.
What about fidelity insurance? What happens if you stuff up? Can you be sued and for negligence, for giving wrong advice?
I'm sure we could be sued for negligence or not giving the correct advice. We've been in business for just going on 3 years now. We've had no legal comebacks from any clients whatsoever to date, As you correctly said, we don't take people's money on trust. Our clients pay us when a job is done, their fee that we agreed before the work started. Mm-hmm. And if they're not happy with the work, they don't pay us. If they're not happy with the work, we'll return their fee. You know, those are things that one would expect in a customer service orientated environment, is not to pay for what you're not getting.
There's a bit of a similarity between Cliff Central and yourselves. We are unradio here, so we're not... we don't have the SA Broadcasting Act and all that on our shoulders. We can swear, we can do what we like here.
Yes.
To an extent, that's what you're doing. I mean, you're not accountable to anyone.
Correct. We're accountable to our clients.
That's all.
And the market will judge you. So, you know, if you're not giving a good service, people will find out very quickly. You know, bad news travels very fast. We also research our clients and do customer surveys at least twice a year, sometimes more often, get feedback from them and really stay in touch with the client to make sure that we continue to deliver the service that it is that they're looking for.
according to Axiom's website, and I'm going to refer to them often because that's what the model is here, that's new law.
Yes.
Axiom was founded in 2000. It's grown its revenue exponentially at 72% compound annually. That's unbelievable. And from 2002 to 2011, and they say during the same period, the largest law firm, which is DLA Piper, has grown its revenue only 13%.
Correct.
So your prognosis is fantastic.
I hope so. I really do. I do believe there's a need in the market for alternative providers to the traditional law firm. Internationally, you've cited the example of Axiom, but there are countless other examples that the companies have been successful. And it really is just because those companies are providing an alternative. Until, you know, very recently, as you said, 2010, there just weren't alternatives. So people went to law firms, they had no option, or they didn't use lawyers at all. The idea really, certainly from a whipping the cat perspective, is to bring people into the market, small to medium-sized businesses that previously haven't used lawyers because they are scared of the hourly rate and what it may cost them. The idea really is to bring those guys into the fold as well and say, don't take business risk. Don't work without a lawyer. It can be done on an affordable way and in a way that's actually business friendly. Business enablers is one of the key things that we focus on, you know, not business preventers. So look to be proactive and help businesses in achieving the goals that they've set for themselves.
I think it's said by Axiom that big law is known for beautiful offices, as we know, breathtaking views, massive overheads, and more often than not, they say, clients get stuck with the bill, and they are stripping that away. Where do you operate from?
So we have offices at Regent Office Park, so we are able to go in there as much or as often as we like, or as little as we like. Yeah. Currently, all our lawyers operate primarily from home, go into the office if they need to. But ultimately, you know, a client is not paying for a big office. They're not paying for a fancy building. They're not paying for barristers and pastry chefs giving you nice cookies. They're really looking for the space between the lawyer's ears and their ability to actually assist them in running their businesses in a good and legally compliant way. So our focus is delivering that to clients without all the other trappings and trimmings, which some clients may want, and absolutely then go to the big law firm, but it's not for everybody.
Graham, I must be honest, I'm in the ivory tower. I work from Sandton City. We have beautiful offices. I hear exactly what you're saying. This may sound a bit like a promo I'm doing of you, but I'm quite fascinated with it. I'd be interested to know. I'd love to know what your fees are, but I can't ask you that. I know what lawyers are paying in rentals and staffing and all the rest. I think you're saving a lot of that, and I think you may be giving a lot of value to clients.
Yes.
And I quite like the sound of this. That's why I wanted to talk to you about this.
Gary, so, you know, from a fee perspective, our kind of small clients, so those are the often your kind of owner-operator, small company. The lowest retainer that we charge in clients at the moment is 3,500 Rand a month. I'm happy to tell you what that number is. The point is that client needs to make sure that on a monthly basis they're getting value for money. And the retainer enables them to pick up the phone at any time without fear of the clock ticking and ask the question, to take that guidance, to get that counsel, just to make sure that they don't take a misstep where often I found it would be a barrier to picking up the phone to a lawyer. Think, as soon as I pick up the phone, that clock's going to start ticking. It should be okay. I just will take the chance. I'm sure it's fine.
Do you know what the top lawyers are charging per hour, the top four or five law firms?
Gary, my understanding is, you know, anywhere from kind of 4,500 Rand an hour up to close to 10.
10,000 an hour.
Yeah. An hour.
That's what they're charging. And they are the ones that are putting up the big buildings in Sandton City. There's beautiful buildings surrounding Sandton City that are all housing the top law firms.
Correct.
So they must be doing something right then.
They must be. And as I said, you know, for the companies or clients that feel the need to use the big law firms, and there absolutely is a need, and there is a need. Sometimes you need area expertise, deep area expertise. You need massive teams. There is a need for it, and I'm not taking that away from the big law firms at all.
Yeah.
My idea is really to say that's not for everyone, and excuse me, and even from a big company perspective, they needn't be using the big law firms for all the legal work that they do. There are alternatives.
What happens when you're consulting to a client, as you do, and you need an outside attorney, you need help? Where do you go? Do you brief the attorneys directly on behalf of the client?
Correct. So there are two things that we can do there. Either we have a kind of network of law firms that we work with for area specialities, for example, registering trademarks or perhaps some litigation. And we would then either refer our client directly to them and say, deal with these guys, or we would manage that for them and say, we will work with that law firm and you to make sure that they deliver a service that is in line with what you're looking for.
Yeah, a law firm cannot use a name other than the name of the person who runs the company, the firm.
Correct.
Or a former proprietor like Worksman's. Natie Worksman was the founder of the firm in the 1800s or something, or 90, whatever.
Yes.
No law firm can actually use any term like whipping the cat or anything like that. How do people respond to your phone call when you say, I'm from whipping the cat? Do they take you seriously?
Most people do. You know, again, the market that appeals to the clients that we're attracting, they get the idea. They like the idea of us being innovative. They like the idea of us being a disruptor, which is a word that you used. And then a name like Whipping the Cat, I told you the origins of it. But more than anything, it's memorable and catchy. And our clients like that. They like to see something different. You know, perhaps if you use an example, you know, BlackBerry and iPhone, you know, people kind of took to iPhones quite quickly and then they became commonplace. I'm not for 1 minute suggesting whipping the cat is like Apple, but it's similar to that, where people all had their BlackBerries, they all used their traditional law firms. All of a sudden there was something a little bit different, and it appeals to people and it's taking root.
Well, I'm fascinated with Uber and I love Airbnb. These are marvelous disruptors, new inventions, changing the world. Absolutely. You may be one of those that changes the South African legal landscape. People will use this kind of service more and more, and you may find lawyers converting.
Yeah, I think you're already seeing some of the big law firms kind of making moves, forming partnerships with new law disruptors, getting alliances, changing some of their own business models because they do see the adverse effects of disruption if they just keep operating the way that they always have. In face of competition like your axioms.
I've loved this little discussion. I'd like to thank you. You're resident in Cape Town, but spend a lot of time here with clients, I think.
Correct. Again, you know, our business, because it's flexible, kind of we are where our clients are. So I and the rest of the team kind of move around and can be wherever we need to be.
This is the voice of Graham Wilson of Whipping the Cat. Have a look at their website. Interesting. A disruptor. Good. It's a good description. It sounds negative, but it's not. Well done to you, Graham. And anything before I let you go that you'd like to add?
No, Gary, just thank you very much for the opportunity to share the story.
Yeah, it's been great. We get a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk. We're going to bring people into the studio whose story went viral. We'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.